Hello and welcome to Jet Setting with JEK Travels, the show that gives you all the travel deeds insights when traveling to all-inclusive destinations. I'm your host, Chevelle German, affiliated with JEK Travels.
Hello everyone. Today we're going to review the Sandals Cancun Resort. Now, I have stayed at this resort about 5 or 6 times over the course of 4 years. The first time we stayed, it was for 14 days. It was a work/anniversary trip. And of course, my husband was like, this is too long to be away from home. And of course, he meant his baby. But listen, she was taken care of by her Grammy, and we got those 6 a.m. FaceTime calls from her every morning and calls throughout the day. So he had plenty of time to talk to his baby. This was my number one resort at first of the Sandals properties because I'm a beach type of girl. But over the years, the beach has eroded, but the resort by no means is still nice, and it's a great budget-friendly option. I like it, but it's not my number one pick. But so let's go ahead and dive into Sandals Cancun property. And like I stated on the last podcast, Sandals has 3 properties in the Cancun area. Sandals Cancun, which we're talking about today, the Sandals Echo Caragol from the last podcast I did, and the Sandals Playa Car. Each one have their own vibes and is orientated for the right client for there. In my opinion, the Sandals Cancun property is for couples looking for a romantic escape, or groups that want to be close to the nightlife of the downtown area, or girls, or boys trip. You know, we did see kids coming there with parents, but it's mostly the locals coming from all over Mexico coming to have a vacation with their families. So, but we did, at one point in time, we brought our daughter with us along on one of the trips here at the Sandals Cancun. But she's a pool girl. She didn't need all them extra amenities. As long as she got the pool and food, she was good. You know, she likes to stay in the water all day. So this resort is about 20 minutes from the airport, and it's an easy ride. You get to see all the scenery as you come in. It's close to the downtown area. You can walk to the main road and catch the city bus downtown for about $1. At least it was $1 the last time we was there. Or you can catch a cab for around $8. You can walk. Well, not to, if you want to walk downtown, you can. It's a good little track. But we took a walk along the main boulevard there and walked and saw all the different stores and shops and walked down to the mall area. I would say it was about a nice 15 to 20 minute walk. Wasn't that far. The resort has daily activities happening day and night around the pool area or on the beach to keep the guests entertained throughout their stay. You will hear music playing all over the resort for your enjoyment and comfort. This is an all-inclusive resort with 24-hour room service. They have daily breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can basically eat all day if you want, if you wish to. If you're a foodie, you know, you can have a variety of selections that you can enjoy. If you like to have a sip or two of alcohol, the alcohol is flowing all day for you. And they do offer non-alcoholic beverages for people that don't drink. The resort has 5 restaurants. Now, my husband loves food, so he got the pick from each restaurant. The Zango restaurant, which is the international buffet, it serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you're able to enjoy a variety of flavors from around the world at this restaurant. So when you first come in and check into the resort, this is most likely the restaurant that you will go to once you check into the resort, because you're going to be famous. So you just walk on in, give them your room number, and grab you something to eat before you enjoy the amenities and perks of the resort. The next restaurant is the Centrop. I love eating breakfast and lunch here, as you can enjoy the views of the Caribbean Sea while you're sipping on your coffee or a glass of wine. You drop your gear by the pool every morning to claim your seat, and you scroll on over to the restaurant and enjoy a hearty breakfast overlooking the ocean. Those are the best views. And then at night, it transforms again, where you're having dinner and you overlooking, you see the bright lights and having a romantic dinner. The next restaurant is Fratatini's. Reservations are required here, and they serve Italian cuisine. The pasta melts right in your mouth. They do offer vegan options. Now, this is a romantic spot. You know, you come in for dinner, and the setting of the light, the atmosphere, the mood, it sets the right ambiance for you where you can enjoy dinner, and then after dinner go catch a show, and it just leads to other things. The Gajin restaurant is the Asian restaurant. Reservations are required here. And for the restaurants that require reservation, we recommend doing it as soon as you check in, if you know what day you want to eat there, to go ahead and get your, because they fill up quickly. So get your slot reserved for the reservation that for the day and time that you want. It is the traditional Japanese teppanyaki service where the chef prepares your dinner right on your table with plenty of surprises for you. We love this restaurant, especially if you are with a group of friends or your family, or even if you're a couple going that made reservations, you get to meet new friends and entertain each other while you're dining and eating and laughing. The Seasoned a la Carte restaurant. This is another restaurant that requires a reservation. If you're a steak type of person, they serve delicious cuts of steaks, some of the best in the world. You'll also find a touch of the Mediterranean cuisine in various dishes, with a variety of salads and wine to complement your meal. My husband loves this resort because he loves steaks. So when we make reservations there, he get that nice, big, juicy steak, and he starts eating. He's content for the rest of the evening. Whatever I want to do, he says, okay, because his belly is full. He done had a glass of his favorite drink, and we usually just go into the lounge and enjoy the rest of the evening activities. So with that being said, the resort has four bars. Bar one is where we mainly hung out during our stay there. You lounge around with your favorite cocktail, sip, chat, talk to other guests that are on the resort. You form a bond, you know, friendship, and maybe you'll see them again. So it's like a lounge. In the evening, they have the different shows. You can also stop in on your way in or out to grab a drink on your way to the pool. So once you check in, this is the first bar that guests will hit up after arriving and checking in, because it's right around the corner from the reservation desk. So the bar is open from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. And like I said, you can sit and chill and lounge around. They got a variety of seatings that you can look at the ocean, or they got the side door that you can walk off on the terrace and sit out there in the swings or on the settees and enjoy your drink and overlook the ocean. And if it's nighttime, the view is spectacular. The Saint Tropic Bar. There's no need to go in details about this bar. You have the perfect views of the Caribbean Sea with your favorite beverage poolside. And the Royal Elite Premium Bar. It's exclusive bar offers premium drinks and service, and it's open from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the Royal Elite guests. Now, the room selections. They have five different room categories: the Superior Room, the Lux Room, the Sando Suite, the Laguna Suite, and the Caribbean Suite. So the Superior Room sleeps up to three people. It has amazing views of the white sandy beach with the rich turquoise blue waters of the Caribbean Sea. It comes with one king bed or two double beds. You got the mini bar, the bathrobes and slippers, your Nespresso coffee machine, a safe, 24-hour room service, the flat screen TV, and some of the most amazing bath products. Now, you know, when I say the view, you're looking out your window. So that's the view. And you can open the windows up and, you know, smell the Caribbean salt air coming in. The deluxe room is the same as the Superior with the same amenities, sleep up to three people, but you can watch the sunrise from your fully furnished balcony, and it has an excellent view over the beach or the lagoon. You can walk out on your balcony, sit there, drink your coffee in the morning as the sun coming up, or in the evening time, you drinking a glass of wine or champagne, watching the sunset. It's magnificent. The Sando Suite is 800 square feet, very spacious. So you got views of the ocean and the laguna from your balcony. It has a separate living area with a sofa, a kitchenette. So it comes with a king bed or two double beds, and it sleeps up to three adults. The Laguna Suite offers two private balconies with eye-catching views of the Laguna and the Caribbean Sea. The master bed comes with a king bed. Now, the Carrabba's Suite, I love this one. It's perfect if you're traveling with family or a bunch of friends. It has two spacious bedrooms with their own private bathrooms, a separate living room that's facing oceanfront view of the Caribbean Sea. It's gorgeous if you want to watch the sunsets. You got the dining area where you can eat dinner inside with the kitchenette. The balcony is huge, and you can, like I said, enjoy your morning coffee, a glass of wine. It has the panoramic views of Cancun's turquoise waters. Like I said, I like this room. We can have our privacy in the master bedroom. And our daughters, if we bring them, you know, they can have the second bedroom with the double beds and their own balcony. And if it's just my youngest daughter, we'll bring our mom, and she's in there with our daughter. So they have their privacy. You got the, you know, they want to come in the living room, you can do that. Go out on the balcony. So it's something for everybody with this room. I love this room. So for the different nighttime activities, the resort has different theme nights for each day of the week. Like on Mondays, they might have the masquerade essentials. Tuesday might be Sandals Got Talent. Wednesday, the pinup vintage girl. So you dress up as your favorite vintage pinup girl. You got sunset cocktails, champagne night, you name it. They have it to keep you entertained throughout your stay at the resort. So, you know, I told you all about the Sandals Cancun, and it got its ups and downs, but I liked it. We loved it. The entertainment, we got to know some of the entertainment staff for us going back and forth. We know them by name, so we're excited when we go back and they're there, you know, entertaining the guests. If you're looking for a romantic getaway or a weekend trip with your girls or boys, then the Sandals Cancun is a great budget-friendly option for you with great amenities and great prices. If this is something you know you want to do in the future, 2022 is coming up. Go ahead and get your, you know, trips booked. The earlier you do it, the better for you because you can get those great deals. Just pop over to our website, www.jektravelsllc.com, and fill out a trip inquiry with your information, and we'll get back with you to go over it and pick the best resort for you. I have enjoyed my time with you today on the Jet Setting with JEK Travels podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications of new shows being released. Until next time, enjoy your day.